As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. It's good to be here today, Saturday afternoon, yet again. Nice weekend. I don't know about you guys, but the weather we've had this week is, you know, making me anxious for spring. I was able to get out and actually get my lawn mowed and do a lot of things around the yard. It got pretty warm a couple days, but it's making me a little bit nervous for the fire season again. I was hoping that we'd get plenty of rain and snowfall, and it started off good, and then it just kind of died down and went away, and it almost feels like we're going to have an early spring, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Not much we can do about it, obviously, but I will take advantage of it and get outside and do the chores while I can when we have the warmer, dry weather. Baseball season is right around the corner. You guys know that I coach, and always looking forward to that, and we're having tryouts at the end of February here, and we're going to be starting practices real soon. So, when you start seeing weather like this, you start thinking about, oh man, I can get my boys out on the field and start some workouts. And, sure enough, come spring and getting closer to game time, we're going to get some freak storms coming in and get us rained out. But, I'm antsy for this time of the year, and I'm liking that the days are a little bit longer. In the wintertime, when it's getting dark around 4 o'clock, it kind of makes me depressed. And I always joke around. I tell everybody my least favorite day of the year is that day in late June. It's the longest day of the year. I love being outside and have it be daylight when it's 10 o'clock at night. And when we hit that longest day of the year, I'm just got this instant overwhelming depression that comes over me, because I know from then on, it's just going to get shorter and shorter. So, anyway, the things we complain about here in the United States, right? There's not a lot to complain about, but there is plenty to complain about, especially with what's going on with this administration and that the fact that we have communists trying to basically take over this country, take over this state, and completely finish this republic. And it's frustrating. It's something that we have to talk about. It's something that we've been telling you about. I think you guys, again, if you're listening to this station, if you're listening to me on this radio program, I know that you're probably on the same page. If for those of you that aren't on the same page, welcome. And boy, it would sure be nice if you guys would open your eyes and wake up a little bit. Democrats out there, it'd be nice if you'd stop being morons. I'm not going to be nice about things anymore. You know, I mean, we're a divided country. I wish we weren't. But the hurt and the pain that we're going through right now, the struggle that's happening and everything that's happening to try to destroy this republic is the result of Democrat leadership, Democrat voters, Democrat policies. And I think people need to realize that we're at a time and a place that you either need to get on board with us and help save this republic, or I got to look at you at a different way. And maybe that's looking at you as an enemy of the republic. Maybe that's looking at you as somebody that just doesn't have the mental capability to know right from wrong. And you're basically just a moron. If you haven't figured it out by now, if you're a Democrat voter and you haven't figured it out by now that you screwed up, I'm not asking you to admit that. I know, you know, you got some pride and it's embarrassing maybe. You know, I'm not expecting you to stand on a stage and say, you know, hello, my name's Joe and I voted for Biden. No, that's not what I'm asking. I'm just do some soul searching for yourself and just make sure you don't make the same mistake again. It's okay to come over and work across the aisle, work with us a little bit to try to save this republic, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a lot of people showing up to vote, and we're going to need those independent voters. We're going to need some Democrats crossing over. And we, my friends, will welcome you with open arms. If you've been on the other side of the fence and you were just completely blown away by what's happened and you saw the light and you're ready to cross over, we'll welcome you over here. You know, we're not going to hold it against you. You know, come on over. We need you. We want you. Okay? But if you choose to stay over there, we've got to draw that line in the sand. And frankly, with everything I'm seeing going on and the hatred that the other side just has for the any conservatives at all, you know, they're constantly ragging on Donald Trump. Constant. It's nonstop. The guy owns property in their heads, I think, and they love to make him the number one topic of anything and everything. And it's a bunch of BS. It's a bunch of crap. The reality is Donald Trump has been right on almost everything that he said was going to happen. You know, back when he was running in 2016, he predicted so much of the things that is happening right now under this Democrat leadership. Back when he was doing debates against President Biden in this last election, he called out exactly what was going to happen if the Democrats win, if we get the Biden administration. He talked about everything with Ukraine and China, exactly how it's happening. The guy has been spot on, yet they are doing anything and everything they can to try to tear him apart. And I'm sick about it. And an attack on him, my friends, the way I considered it, it's a attack on this republic. It's an attack on you and I, because they're spouting lies. And it's anti-American. It's anti-capitalist. It's anti-democratic. It's communist. That's what they're pushing. And they'll do anything and everything that they can to push their agenda. Doesn't matter what kind of lie they have to do or what kind of criminal activity they have to do, they're going to keep doing it. It's an attack personally on you and I. So we need to stop treating these people like they're our friends. Or, you know, I'm done being polite about this issue. I know some of you guys might be thinking, oh, that's not very Christian-like, or you shouldn't feel that way, you know. But you know what? I'm done. They are jeopardizing our lives. These policies jeopardize our lives. Look at what is happening at the border, my friends. It's amazing. The thousands and thousands and thousands of undocumented people coming across the border, some of them terrorists. Drug cartels that are running things down there now. Human trafficking, sex trafficking. All the fentanyl that's flown over our partially built wall. Do you know, my friends, I just learned this week. I actually learned it from Charlie Kirk. They have all the contractors down there that were building the wall. They're still down there. Yeah. Yeah, they're still down there. Now, remember, day one when Biden was elected, day one, the first thing he did is he put a stop on building that wall. But we had contracts with all these construction companies and all these workers. And so you know what these guys are doing? There's housing down there for them right on the wall. And they're there each and every day. And you know what their job is? Their job is to do nothing. They are getting paid by the federal government to sit on their butts and do absolutely nothing. Yeah. Contractors that should be making the wall, could be making the wall, they're down there and they're told by the president of the United States, do nothing. Do not make this wall. But they are still employed. They are still collecting their paychecks, and they're just sitting in this federal housing on the border doing nothing. That should infuriate you guys. Meanwhile, there is thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of steel sitting down there that they were using to erect the wall. There's enough steel sitting down there stockpiled to build miles of the wall. Steel that is already bought and paid for the wall, that is just sitting there in the sand, rusting, getting ruined, that is not being used to build the wall. In fact, you know what's happening to some of that steel? I'll tell you what's happening to some of that steel. The cartels are driving across the border, and they're loading that steel up in trucks, and they're hauling it away. Because why? Because steel prices are through the roof, and it's laying there. It's free steel for the cartels. They are stealing our steel that the American taxpayer bought and paid for, while the construction workers that we are paying for to build the wall are sitting there watching them steal that steel and not building the wall. But they're still getting paid. It's mind-boggling. Now, don't get me wrong, my friends. I'm not blaming the construction workers. I'm not blaming them. I'm sure they are frustrated. This is the federal government I'm blaming. This is the Biden administration I'm blaming. Meanwhile, our border security, they're completely overran, and all they're really doing is paper processing right now. There's nothing. There's no consequences. There's nothing that prevents anybody from coming across this border. It's mind-boggling. Instead of being worried about what's happening in Ukraine, we need to focus on protecting our own borders right here. But we're not. Everything that this administration has done in 1 year, my friends, can you believe how fast we've slipped in 1 year? How fast we have fallen? It's mind-boggling. I mean, we knew it was going to be bad. We knew that Biden was a big oaf. We knew that he was more or less a puppet for somebody else that has an agenda. We knew that the Democrat Party is bad. I underestimated, though, just how quickly they could destroy something. A year ago, things were going pretty well. The only thing we had that was out of our control was COVID. And it was being dealt with. We had the fastest rollout in the history of vaccines. Now, I didn't get the vaccine. I don't personally think there was enough testing on this vaccine. I think the longer we go, I'm more and more glad that I did not get the vaccine as we learn things about it. But needless to say, that the red tape that got cut to try to push this vaccine out faster than any vaccine's ever been pushed out. At the time, they thought they were doing the right thing. At the time, the administration did. The Trump administration was misled by Fauci. That wasn't Trump's fault. He was doing what the top scientist in the country, the head of the CDC, was recommending the protocol that they were following. Now, could you imagine the backlash that Trump would have got and what people would have said if Trump just completely ignored Fauci? It would have been terrible. They would have impeached him for that for sure. They would have said, oh, this, you know, and if things blew up even worse with COVID, they would have 100% blamed it on Trump. They still try to blame it on Trump. They try to blame everything on Trump. But honestly, you know what? Why shouldn't have Trump believe Fauci in the beginning? Why shouldn't have Trump listen to the CDC in the beginning? That's what those organizations are there for. That's what that person is there for, to advise the president when we have outbreaks like this, when we have pandemics. Trump had no reason not to listen to him. What should have happened maybe is when Trump first was sworn in as president, I think he should have cleaned house in every single agency. Got rid of everybody. Got rid of absolutely everybody and started over. You know, but he didn't. He didn't try to make waves like that. Could you imagine if he did? He would have been impeached for that too. Could you imagine if he went in there and got rid of everybody? That's absolutely what he should have done. And I'll tell you this. If he gets elected again, and I believe he will, I think he's going to run, and I think he will win by a landslide. I think you'll see a tougher Trump. I think you'll see he's going to clean house. I think he will get rid of everybody. I told you guys last week, I can't believe, even under Democratic leadership, with the incompetence that Fauci has shown the entire world, and with the lack of trust that the entire world has for Fauci, even amongst the Democrat people, I can't believe that they have not got rid of Fauci. It's mind-boggling that he's still in the position that he's in. That's just more proof to how incompetent, how inept this Biden administration is. And how long are we going to wait, my friends? Are we just going to let them burn the whole thing to the ground until there's nothing left and there's nothing we can do about it? Because I'm starting to feel like that's what we're doing. And I'm telling you now, if we're not willing to stand up and fight for this republic, in a blink of an eye, it can be gone, and we're witnessing that. We are witnessing that. Don't turn this dial. Stick right with me. We'll be back here in a moment on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. And let me tell you, if you need to get a hold of me, be sure to email me at mickey@kslm.news. That's Mickey, M-I-C-K-Y, at kslm.news. So I like to get your feedback. I like it when you guys email me, and I'll try to get back to you. No promises, but I am reading your emails. So make sure if you have something to say, you shoot me an email. I think I told you guys I am grounded from Facebook for a while. I should be getting my privileges back here in a day or so. But yeah, they didn't like me speaking the truth, and so they booted me off for 30-some days. So it's been almost that amount of time, but the bottom line is what we're seeing. I'm not going to change. I'm going to keep speaking the truth. I'm going to keep telling it how it is, whether they like it or not. Doesn't matter who I offend. I don't care as long as it's the truth. And so it's just looking more and more like Facebook is not going to be a reliable place that you can, you know, always assure that you're going to hear from me. They locked me out. There's nothing I can do at that point. And so when it comes to communication, it's really important that we are looking at other avenues. And I can't wait for Trump to get his new site up and running. I'll be there 100% once he does. But also email. So make sure if you need to get a hold of me, can't get a hold of me through Facebook or other forms of social media, don't be afraid to send out that email, and I'll definitely read it. And if I need to get back a hold of you, I can do that. So how many of you guys have been watching the Olympics? You know, it's viewership for the Olympics this year is hit an all-time low. And I think the American people, the sentiment is, by a lot of people, the majority probably, is what the hell are we doing in China? And this just is one more thing that builds on this administration and how weak the United States is right now under this leadership, and how ignorant and idiotic this administration is. We should have boycotted China. We should have not sent any of our athletes at all to China. It's very sad that we did. And I want to say, I'm not trying to take anything away from the achievements of these athletes. I'm proud of our American athletes. I know that they work incredibly hard. I actually have family that's involved in the Olympics that coaches the snowboarders. And, I know how hard they work, and I know the dedication that those athletes put into the sport, and I know how they love this country. But we should not have been there, not with all the things China is doing. You guys, 2 years ago, China released a virus on the world. China, along with Dr. Fauci, is responsible for releasing this pandemic. And they've got no consequences. Why are we in China right now? Look at what China's doing. Look at what they're doing everywhere around the world. Like I said before, China is our enemy. They are not our friends. And they should not have been rewarded with the Olympics in the first place. They tried to wipe out the world with COVID. It blows my mind. Then you look at all the crimes against humanity that they have committed over the centuries and centuries and centuries that they've existed. The crimes against humanity, the genocide that they're currently participating in their country right now. Why are we supporting China in any way? God bless our Olympic athletes, but they should not be there. And you know what? We put them in danger by sending them there. When Pelosi came out, you know, she got some heat for it when she came out and told them, you know, don't poke the bear, basically. She said, don't talk bad about China. Be careful what you say. Don't complain, yada, yada. A lot of people thought, you know, oh, God, she's in bed with China. You know, she's just defending China. And you know what? That's not the take I took on it. For a minute there, I think Pelosi, maybe, and I could be wrong, but for a moment, I thought Pelosi was being sincere. And she was legitimately warning our athletes that your lives are in jeopardy over there. And if you get out of line, if you say or do anything that they don't like, there can be dire consequences. And that could mean that you don't come home. You might just disappear. I mean, we can't trust them, and they're known for these antics. And so I, you know, as much as I can't stand her, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she was actually legitimately warning our athletes to be careful when you're over there. But that begs the question, if you have to give that warning, my friends, if China is so wrong that you have to tell our athletes, be careful what you say, don't exercise your freedom of speech, be careful what you do, there will be dire consequences in China if you do something they dislike or don't agree with. If you have to warn our athletes with that message, should we be there in the first place? And I think we all know the answer. It's absolutely not. Absolutely not. Other news in the Olympics, Shaun White, his final Olympics, the guy is 35 years old. He's competing against 16-year-old kids. What he's done for the sport of snowboarding is absolutely amazing. But more importantly, he's a legitimate patriot. He's just a good guy. He loves this country. And every time they interview him and every time I see him interacting with the younger guys, I have so much respect for him because I just think he's a down-to-earth, solid guy. And what he's done for the sport of snowboarding is incredible. I'm rooting for him. You know, I mean, he's going to retire. He's already announced his retirement, but I know whatever he decides to do for the rest of his life, probably in the snowboard world somewhere, he's going to be incredibly successful. But it was just good to watch him in his final Olympics, and I see this guy that's snowboarding, and I think it's incredible the things he can do, how he just defies gravity. 35 for most of us isn't that old, but in snowboard world, it's pretty old, especially the competition that he's been competing against. I can actually speak with some experience. I snowboard, and just last weekend, I took my kids up to Hoodoo, and I was snowboarding with them. And you know what? I'm 40-some years old, 42 years old, and I'm looking around up there on Hoodoo, and I can snowboard pretty decent. And I enjoy it, and I don't crash a lot, but I'm looking around, and there's not a lot of guys my age on a snowboard. There's a lot of guys my age that ski. There's a lot of older people that ski, but there's not a lot of guys in their 40s or older that are on a snowboard. And as I'm bending over trying to get my buckles snapped and my belly's getting in the way, I'm starting to realize maybe why this is a younger man's sport. But I did it. I was shredding with the best of them, and you know, sometimes I still surprise my kids, I think. But, you know, every time I'm on that thing, I'm thinking about, one wrong move, and I might be rethinking how I'm going to pay my mortgage or my other bills. So when you get older, you start thinking about those things. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back here with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you. Remember, you can always get a hold of me at mickey@kslm.news. That's mickey@kslm.news. And we were just talking about the Olympics a little bit, and I was sharing my frustration. Although I am very proud of our United States athletes, and I recognize how hard they work, I don't think we should have participated in the Olympics in China. I was pointing out that China just tried to wipe out the world with COVID. Yes, this was China's fault. Number one. Number two, they have a long history of crimes against humanity that they've never suffered any consequences for, and I don't think we should be supporting them in any way at all. And number three, they're actively committing genocide right now as I speak within their borders. Communism, bad. Why are we over there with our athletes? I talked about how Pelosi warned our athletes they better not get out of line because in China that could mean some big trouble. And I said, if she's having to tell our athletes that, that begs the question, why are we there in the first place? Well, we're there because this administration, the Biden administration, the Democrat Party that is in charge at the moment has done nothing but make bad decision after bad decision after bad decision for the last year that they've been in office. And this is just one more of their bad decisions. And what is it doing? It's giving China all this notoriety, and it's telling China that they can do whatever they want, and the world's going to turn a blind eye. Is that the message we want to send China? Is that the message we want to tell them that we don't care about their genocide? We don't care about those innocent people that they're slaughtering? Is that the message from the United States as patriots? Is that how you want to portray the United States? And then the games, you got a question. A lot of the athletes that were the top contenders came down with COVID. Well, yeah, they went to China. China released COVID on the world. We know China's dirty. We know that they'll cheat. How can we guarantee that China's not intentionally giving some of these top contenders COVID to knock him out of the race? You can't, because, you know, this sounds like conspiracy stuff, and maybe you think that I got some prejudice. I'm just telling you who China is. It has nothing to do with prejudice. It's all facts-based, my friends. It's just like saying, oh, we're shocked that Russia is involved in another doping issue at the Olympics. No, we're not shocked that Russia is involved in another doping incident at the Olympics. That's what Russia does. That's who Russia is. Russia is a bunch of cheaters. They'll do anything they can. If they can figure out a way to cheat, they will. They get their hand slapped and they come back and they figure out a way to do it some more and they do it some more. I'm not shocked about Russia being in the middle of this doping scandal at the Olympics. Why are we there? Why are we associating ourselves with these evil empires? There's one more thing I do want to talk about at the Olympics, though, that I just feel like it needs to be said, because this gal is getting beat up so bad. And initially I was not feeling any sympathy for her at all. And the longer I thought about it and the more I read about her situation and then the awful things that people were saying, both from the United States and from China, I had, I don't know, maybe it was like a little dad moment kick in, and I just felt really bad for her and got compassionate. And I'm talking about the figure skater Zhu Yi, that was born in California. She was a U.S. citizen and she's a teenager, and she renounced her citizenship so she could go skate for China. Now, she's not the best skater. In fact, she got last place, and she probably wasn't going to be able to compete on the U.S. team. Obviously, she's an exceptional skater, and the pressure that an athlete of that caliber is under day in and day out, and the amount of time and effort and work that they put into this, you know, I can't fathom. I've never done anything like that. So to say that she's not good enough for the U.S. Olympic team, that's not taken away from her ability as a skater. She's still a phenomenal ice skater, and she's worked very hard. But she's a teenager. Her mother is Chinese. So China approached them about, hey, come skate for China. Renounce your American citizenship, come skate for China. And who knows what kind of promises she was told. You know, she was sold a bill of goods, basically. And she was pressured by China. She was pressured by her mom. She's probably pressured by her coaches. I don't know the whole story, but this is what I can tell you. A teenager renounced her U.S. citizenship to go and skate for China. I don't think she made that decision on her own, and I think she was pressured heavily to make that decision. And the consequences of her making that decision are going to be devastating to her, maybe for the rest of her life. And I've started to feel really bad for her. Number one, she didn't do very good at the Olympics. She got last place. Last place. And so the Chinese people that were initially excited to have her, they've turned their back on her, and they're mocking her, and they've just been ripping her apart on social media, their Chinese social media platforms, saying the most awful things. Now, we know what happens to athletes in some of these countries like China and Russia that don't perform well. They're not treated good, okay? They've disgraced their country, and sometimes it ends up really bad for them. I fully suspect China's going to turn their back on this gal, and now she's not an American citizen. She can't just come back over to the United States. Meanwhile, the Americans, like myself initially, were absolutely pissed at her. And initially, I even made the comment, I hope they don't let her back in this country. How dare she renounce her U.S. citizenship? But that was before I knew the entire story and really tried to wrap my brain around what this girl has gone through and what could have caused her to make the decisions that she made. And again, I think a teenager doesn't have the mental aptitude to make a decision like that. and the amount of pressure that she was under and the things she might have been promised, you know, she can't see in front of her nose at that age, especially with something so big like that. Okay. They're not thinking about 10 years from now. They're just thinking about the now. And then she's got mom, a Chinese lady, standing there saying, yeah, go to China, renounce your U.S. citizenship. It's terrible. I feel bad for her. The family that should have been protecting her failed her. The coaches that should have been protecting her failed her. She was lied to by her mom. She was lied to by China. And her life is in jeopardy right now, my friends. The things they're saying about her, the mental issues that she's probably going to have, I worry about her committing suicide or something like that. Now, I'm not saying that she's not all to blame, but I'm just saying we should have a little bit more compassion and understand what this girl might have gone through to make the decisions that she made. And I don't think it was necessarily all her fault. And as Americans, I think we should show her some compassion. I mean, who are we if we're not compassionate? And I think everybody has made terrible choices in their lives. A lot of us made terrible choices when we were teenagers. But nobody, or very few people, I should say, have probably been in the shoes that she's been in under the enormous amount of pressure that she was under and been forced to make a decision and a choice that is as detrimental as she has done. So just have some compassion when you think about her. Maybe, you know, don't beat her up too much on social media. Look at it from a different point of view. If I had my way, I think I would let her come back into the U.S. and I would say, you know what? You need to get yourself into some school and you need to take a Western civics class and maybe an American history class. And you know what? Let's make you actually take the citizenship test. You were born and raised here, but kids today, let's be honest, kids are not taught American exceptionalism. They're not taught good history. They're not taught Western civics anymore. Public education stinks. And kids don't learn about the America that you and I know. And they get indoctrinated and they're actually taught to hate America. And she's right at that age. She would have fallen victim to all of that. I think if we welcomed her back and made her take an actual class and take the exam to get her, you know, pass the citizenship test, maybe she'd learn some things. Maybe she'd have more respect for this country and understand the error of her ways, and maybe she would end up being a valuable asset, an ambassador for the United States, and a spokesperson. That's just my take on it. It's been crazy to watch. And again, I haven't spent a lot of time watching it because I don't want to support the Chinese Olympics, but these major news stories like this, they're worth talking about. And then giving props to some of the American athletes for the achievements and the accomplishments and all the hard work that they've put into representing the United States. And it's easy to sit here on this side of the microphone and say, we never should have been in China doing that. But for some of these American athletes, here's the other side of it. This is their only opportunity. If they didn't go to this Olympics, they might not ever go to another Olympics. So I understand for them, that might be something that's really hard to let go. And that might be why they're willing to risk their life to go over to this communist country that treats people like crap, so they have the opportunity to represent the United States. They probably see it a little bit different than you and I do. Stick with me, friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today. Time flies, as always. We're in the last segment. It's going to go by in a blink. We didn't get to talk about everything I wanted to talk about, but I can't leave without talking about crack. And when I say crack, you know exactly what I'm getting ready to mention. I'm getting ready to mention Biden administration, their plan to distribute these new crack pipes. Can you believe this? That is what we've come to. It's mind-boggling. Now, we realize the Biden family has a lot of experience with crack and crack use, and we realize that they have an expert in the family that might be the right person to head up this cause. Good old Hunter. He's not good for a lot, but when it comes to crack, he knows his business. Is this what you want your tax dollars being spent on? I mean, out of all the problems, we discussed some of the problems today already. We talked about the borders. We haven't even talked about inflation yet. Inflation is at an all-time high. 40 years. 40-year all-time high. And it's just getting worse. We're in serious trouble. All the problems that the Biden administration has created, all the problems that they could turn their focus and attention towards to try to fix, but what they're working on is distributing crack pipes. Crack pipes, my friends. Glass crack pipes. Is that what you want? It's hard enough to go downtown Salem or Portland or Seattle or San Francisco or LA or, you know, you name it, a multitude of other places, and not step on a dirty needle from a drug user. We talked last week about Measure 110 here in Oregon, how that decriminalized all the drugs, and it was implemented last February. And when they did that, the deal was they were supposed to open up all these drug rehab facilities. Oregon's opened up absolutely zero. So we've got legalized drugs basically here in Oregon now, and that's caused homelessness to increase, 30% increase in a year, my friends. We're number two in the nation for drug addiction when it comes to heroin and methamphetamines. Number two in the nation. We have zero treatment facilities, even though we set money aside to open these treatment facilities. Or, excuse me, they said that if we voted for this, that there was money set aside for these treatment facilities. And when I say we voted for it, please don't take that as I voted for it. I did not vote for it. I voted against it adamantly. But that's what we were told. Again, we were lied to. They've not done any of that. Now we've got a rampant drug problem that's 10 times worse than it was a year ago. And we got an increase in homelessness, 30%. When we did that, when we decriminalized these drugs, we sent a green light to all the other druggies and homeless people in all the surrounding states. And they're coming flocking to Oregon. That's why our homeless crisis has gone up 30%. That's what we're dealing with. And the solution from the Biden administration is let's distribute crack pipes. That's the best thing that we can do. That's where we need to focus our energy right now. The country's falling apart. The borders are falling apart. Inflation's through the roof. Unemployment's through the roof. We're getting ready to get into World War III. But we're going to focus on distributing crack pipes to everybody. Can you believe this? It's absolutely amazing. This goes back to what I said at the beginning of the show. When are we going to stand up? When are we going to stand up, my friends, and take this country back? Say enough is enough. Look at what they're doing in Canada. Look at what the truckers are doing. Those truckers, my friends, they got some cojones. If you're a trucker out there, if you're a trucker out there in the United States, I encourage you, do what they're doing in Canada. Join together. Timber unity. Stop your fighting. Join together. Get the movement going again. And let's do the protest, the peaceful protest that they're doing in Canada to make our politicians, to force our politicians to open their eyes and start listening to us and start focusing on this country. Let's push the tyranny out. Let's push the corruption out. Truckers, come on. If they can accomplish that up in Canada, if they can accomplish that, think about what you guys could accomplish down here. I know some of you guys are working on getting organized. I support you 100%. And yes, that means that we're gonna feel a little bit of a pinch. We're gonna have some pain when you guys do these protests because we don't have anything. All the goods stop if the truckers stop. I'm prepared for that. And I'm okay with that if it fixes things. If it makes our politicians listen to reason and common sense, I can suffer a little bit. I'm okay if the truckers stop delivering the goods. You guys might be our greatest tool. You might be the only thing that we can do to fight back against these corrupt politicians. I'm rooting for you guys, and I hope that you guys will do what Canada's doing. I hope you'll make a stand, and I hope that you'll essentially shut this country down until the Democrat Party and until the Biden administration and until all the blue states start paying attention to what our needs are, what our wants are, what our desires are. And let's get this country heading back the right direction. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The mentality that we are today, my friends, if we had to take the people that we have today, and if we could take a time machine and take them back to 1776, when tyranny was destroying the colonies under King George's rule. I tell you what, with the mentality we have today, we wouldn't have a country. The revolution never would have happened. Think about what our founding fathers did. Think about what those brave men and women did that fought against the king, the crown, Great Britain, the strongest military that there ever was at the time. Think about what they risked and what they gained because of their bravery, because of their patriotism, because of their values. They would have never done that if they thought the way we think today. Oftentimes, you know, they say the winners get to write history. Could you imagine if we lost the Revolutionary War? What would the stories be that we would read about Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and George Washington and Sam Adams? We would have been told, we would have been taught that they were terrorists, domestic terrorists, right? We would have hated them. History would have painted them in a very different way. But they won. They band together. They won. They created this republic. They gave us this gift of freedom, and they're heroes. It makes you look at you know, people that did these acts in modern United States. Not very long ago, look at Timothy McVeigh. I don't disagree with the complaints that Timothy McVeigh had. I don't disagree with his complaints, with what he thought about the government and the corruption and the tyranny and the overreach. He was right. And he took action into his own hands. And now history looks at him as a terrorist and makes him look like he's an enemy of this country and he's awful and terrible. But was he wrong? I don't know. The lines are kind of getting blurred now, aren't they? All I know for certain, my friends, is if we don't fight for this republic, if we're not willing to fight for it, if we still have this mentality like has been bred into us in this past couple generations, it might be too late. We got to find courage. We got to find courage to stand up just like our founding fathers did. Just like our founding fathers did. And truckers, I'm putting the pressure on you. I'm starting with you out there. I think if you guys do it, if you start leading us, you'll have the support and we will follow. I'll support you guys 100%. We need you right now. We need to fix this country. God bless you guys. We are out of time. Pray for this country. Pray for this state. Pray for Donald Trump. Be safe out there, and we will catch you next weekend right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.